over to you with a game from both of our childhoods.
I'm so excited.
So it's Tomb Raider Remastered 1, 2 and 3.
Oh, where to start? I mean, where to start?
You. What was weird about this was you were like, oh yeah, there's a treasure over here. Oh, there's a health pack over there. This is where the wolves jump out. This is where the thing... You just knew it's all like, of the game.
What's weird is that, have you noticed, like when you need to like revise for something, like your GCSE science or your theory test, it never quite sticks. But like I can, to this day, I know exactly where the wolves are going to jump out at you in Tomb Raider. And I also know all the lyrics to Waterfalls by TLC. You know, it just never... It
was that
never
in the game as well?
No.
Chasing like, wolves.
Know, and you know what? This is a great bit of nostalgia. Like, it's literally, as you remember... Oh, there's a cool feature. So you can switch between how you remember it back in the day.
Back in the day!
Like the 1990s. When it was all like kind of really clunky and a bit sharp at these sharp edges. And sometimes you could kind of walk through walls. I mean, who doesn't like that? Or you can switch. You can toggle to the remastered version.
Yeah.
And everything looks smooth and beautiful and nice. It's literally the game you all remember, but just a bit better.
I actually like playing it with the original graphics because it was slightly brighter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you could actually see where you were headed a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But they did such a great job of remastering it. Like it just looks a lot better.
Yeah.
Lara Croft looks better. Everything's better.
The only thing I'd say is the controls are quite difficult and fiddly. Because if you use the analog sticks, I was playing this on the Switch, if you try and like turn right and jump at the same time, it doesn't quite do it. So you have to jump back. Oh, okay. Press it at the right time. And it took me about 10 minutes just to do a really simple task of like trying to get up.
Well, that's the game difficulty comes not from the game being difficult,
no.
but
it's
from
the controls.
We've actually got a bit of you playing Tomb Raider when we first downloaded it.
I say like so far, it brings me some nostalgia. And it has been remastered quite well.
Yeah, it does look good.
Oh, this is a bit...
They've definitely made her look like Angelina Jolie.
Oh, sugar.
All the platforms fell down.
Yeah. I don't think I can get back on there.
No.
See, I used to be good back in the day.
How times have changed. They force you to just do sections over and over again because they're such bad controls.
Now, this is also available on the PS5, and I wonder if I played it on the PS5, I might find it easier.
Maybe let me tell you. I played it on the PS5.
Okay.
No. They do have an option in this game, though, for modern controls, but even those aren't like what you would want it to be.
Why is it so difficult compared to...
I think
other
that,
games.
So people online have described these controls as tank controls. So Lara Croft is like a tank.
Yes.
And you're like,
exactly.
Walk up to the edge, slowly reverse backwards, you know, run, jump, make sure you press the grab button.
Yeah.
Oh no, you've missed. Try like do it all again.
But it slows the game down and like it's such a classic game and it's still...
But we must have put up with that.
Well, yeah, because we had nothing else to do back then. Now I've got other stuff to do.
The games are better and more smooth. I think one of the other things I noticed is that there's no map and there's no guide on what on earth you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, that was cool because you'd sort of all sit round as a group and like the brain trust would kind of go, what's the next move for Lara? Have you discovered this treasure? Oh, you're supposed to press that button over there. Whereas, and watch out for the bear, you know. Whereas now, you just need a button that's like, tells you where to go.
It's still scary though, right?
Very scary. Oh,
the music.
The music's really good. But also my
never leaves you.
Childhood, my biggest scare from my childhood, forget Silent Hill, my biggest scare was like all the pots and pans and things, in the old version, they rotate to face Lara Croft.
Yeah.
And there was a mummy tied to a chair. From what I remember.
Yeah.
And then when you walked around it, it followed you around the room.
Oh.
So I thought it was alive. I actually, on the PlayStation, I went back and found it.
Did you?
Yeah. And I've got footage of it.
Oh my.
And it is appallingly terrifying. Even now, it's like, why is it moving?
I still find the butler terrifying, though.
Do
he
you?
He just follows you around the house. It's creepy. Anyway, I would give it...
Go on. There's three games here, remember. So you've got Tomb Raider 1, 2 and 3 remastered. But it's all, you know, it's all the same kind of thing.
Give it an 8 out of 10.
Oh, wow. What, so losing just the 2 points for the controls?
For the controls.
because I suppose that's what they were like. Wow. Yeah. So £22 to £25, which is a lot of game for your money. It depends on what console, but it is on Switch, PlayStation. It's on lots of different platforms. And PC, which I think is what I played it on originally.